Hey, it's Eric Zane for an amazing gift site, uncommongoods.com. Handmade artisan creations for you to buy for someone as an amazing gift. I found a storybook DIY kit. I know you've seen these on bookshelves at bookstores where it says you can, quote, open a magical portal on your bookshelf when you build one of these wonderfully detailed 3D scenarios. Went book shopping with Pooh Bear. You know, that's her thing. And she saw one of these. She goes, oh, I would love one of these. Well, it just so happens since I've partnered with Uncommon Goods, they feature these for sale. Plus, thousands of other amazing products that you can check out for that special gift for someone. The holidays are fast approaching. You can do your shopping right from your laptop or desktop or your mobile device. Uncommongoods.com. Uncommon Goods curates products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made right here in the good old US of A. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses because they're made in small batches. The best finds can sell out fast. So go there and look around. Uncommongoods.com. You won't believe some of the things that are available to help your shopping experience to make someone very, very happy. Uncommongoods.com has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And it's time to save some cash. That's right. Shop early, have fun, just in time for the holidays. Get 15% off your next gift when you go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane right now for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. uncommongoods.com/Zane. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm-grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
Is All that right. How many people are on a bowling team? Four?
Uh-huh. Usually.
Years I guess old. It's usually a student. It's usually families. This will usually be... It usually occurred. I am usually seen. Well, we usually do it, but usually the people that play in those is what I usually hear. It. I usually get here around. Usually from affiliates. We usually had good people. Usually the tip is usually like five or six. Usual suspects. Clue number three. Usually used. Usually the first cut. The arenas are usually half full. Usually they want a coach fired. The usual suspects.
Yes. Usual suspects.
How do you say it?
Usual. Not usual.
Usually it's because they're wearing something that... An unusual character voice.
Hello, friends. I've got a free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 74, where Ben Glaze and myself, EZ, review current episodes of the world-famous Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Now, if you want the full show for free, head over to Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I have a total of 74 Who Are These Free Beers episodes, plus tons of other content that I post every single day on Patreon. $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, Zooms, first crack at new material. $5 a month for just audio. And pro tip, sign up for one full year and you'll save 10% off of the cost. Or don't. It's up to you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much. Enjoy this free clip.
Well, let's start off with the beginning of Friday's show. Freebeer was talking about mowing the lawn all summer, and then his kids finally did it this past weekend.
Okay.
He even said he got emotional because of it. Well, this led to the gang talking about cutting straight lines in the grass.
The only part that was hard was...
Wait, did she just make a noise? Did you hear that? She went, rah, rah.
The only part that was hard.
Yeah, maybe she was.
Was that her or Steve? That sounded like her.
The only part that was hard was they have no interest in straight lines.
Oh.
In our yards, really, it's hard to do straight lines anyway. But like a couple times, I'm like, hey, you missed a spot here and here. And they would just, rah, and all of a sudden, there's an S through the middle of the yard. I struggle with that.
Yeah, that's
fun.
You got to like go to the end and follow the tracks.
Oh, he's actually telling us now.
Yes.
I mean, we know this. But why would now Steve? It's like, Steve, we don't have a problem with it. You see, the kids do.
Yeah, so unless they're listening to the radio, this is pointless.
Why are you telling us how to do a straight line?
Right.
You can't just go all willy-nilly.
That's why I haven't been able to give it up. I get annoyed sometimes when I go to my ex-wife's house and like her lawn is mowed and Grayson did it.
I thought he was going to say, I go to my ex-wife's house and she has a man there who actually isn't a pile of shit who is mowing the grass.
But then I go, but I can't be annoyed because I never ask them to because their lines aren't straight enough. So it's all me.
Well, and one of the guys
not that they wouldn't do it.
One of the guys said, yeah, on the bus today, a couple of my friends were like, look how straight the lines are. And I'm like, what are we talking about? And I go, your friend is an old man. He goes, yeah, they are. This is really weird. He goes, I didn't even really care, but I just went along with it. You know, peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for straight lines.
Oh, God.
There's a mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
Of course there is.
But,
Yeah, those are so abundant.
Oh, I've got some.
Oh.
Where it was like back-to-backs.
I cannot believe it took me that long. I mean, I didn't pick up on it. It was Pat. Yeah. It was MAGA Pat who picked up on it. I was like, well, how come I never noticed it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it to some degree, but then also when it's a while of somebody else talking and that's all you're doing, it's hard not to notice.
Right. Or, yeah. Like, you saying that right there, I have two options. I could go, or I could go, I see that completely.
Right.
It's an easy way out for someone to do it that way. But I choose to expand on what you say because that's how generally conversations work.
True.
I mean, can you imagine in the real world?
Especially on the radio.
Right. In a medium where you're supposed to be the one engaging the audience, and the best you can come up with is that's unacceptable, you asshole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. So the mowing the lawn, of course, well, Freebeer bringing up mowing the lawn and in the Around the Room segment, of course, led to someone piggybacking off of that for their Around the Room.
These are the worst. Yeah, one.
Steve.
Oh, fuck. One asshole talks about the mundane topic of mowing straight lines, and another idiot is if he's talking about mowing the grass, I got to talk about mowing the grass. We're all going to talk about mowing the grass now. Ah.
Exactly. So, yeah, let's hear Steve talk about him cutting his grass this past weekend.
Fuck. So anyway, I mowed over Nikki. I mowed over my son. He's dead.
I am Steve. I can't wait until my kids are old enough to cut the grass.
I said that too.
And I am not going to care at all what it looks like. You want to go in circles, squares, rectangles, octagons? Go nuts.
I did say that to myself. I'm like, this is, if I'm going to ask them to do it, I'll show them how I would do it.
Okay, so now it's back to Greg. Greg's stolen it. He's taken the mowing conversation football now, and he's running with the ball.
And I'll make suggestions, but I'm not going to, like, freak out over the lawns. Mm-hmm.
I made that.
Did you hear how did you hear him? See?
Yeah, it's hard not to hear it now.
Yeah, he can't. He's not going to actually contribute to the – he's going to do the absolute less than minimum.
Yeah.
It's a hindrance. He should just say nothing.
True. Then,
suggestions, but I'm not going to, like, freak out over the lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop. Just stop, man.
I made that mistake this year that I make every year where I say, I don't think I need to cut the grass anymore. I think I cut it for the last time.
Oh, jeez, no. And then,
I'm on the fourth week of that.
Yeah, I know. Our back grass was like a foot long. I had to do the thing where I would like take five steps forward, then back up, then five steps forward. But it took me like 2 hours.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. So you didn't skip mowing the lawn. You just did it twice at one time so you could get it short.
Yeah, exactly. Understood. And now I have basically piles of grass clippings all throughout the yard.
Yeah,
where it just shoots out in clumps.
Yeah, our weather had been nice enough last year. God. I think I mowed mid-November last year.
He's Jesus Christ. He's keeping track of last year when he mowed last.
Yeah, it's true though.
Why that? Did you hear that? He's chuckling.
I mean, it's true though.
It's not funny.
I don't think I mowed my lawn since July. I just stopped.
Good for you.
It looks like hair at this point.
It's fine.
Because I'm on a slope, so it kind of gives it this like wispy, like whoosh kind of look.
Yeah.
And I had all these weird bald patches that I was like, what are these, like gophers or something? Like whatever it is that digs into the ground? Like what's happening in my yard? And so then I just gave up and it looks 10 times better. I weed, but it just looks overgrown. Hi, good morning. I'm Kelly.
Make sure you let us know who you are after that. After that sweet pull about how you haven't mowed the grass in a while.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was listening to this, I was like, so this is what you guys were excited to talk about, you know, to start the show. This is what we're revving up to. This is what, I guess, it didn't seem like it should have been on like the air. It should have been like a segment 17 conversation or something when they're just spitballing.
You're talking about lawn mowing?
Yes.
Well, I don't think anybody in any setting should have that. Can you imagine if you're not on the radio but you're at a party?
Oh God.
And it's people you barely know, maybe, or maybe you know them. And they start to talk about the grass.
Yes.
Friday night, everybody's having a good time. You're going to be like, this is the lamest group of people I've ever been around in my life. Now imagine that on however many radio stations all across the United States.
Yeah. True.
What? I mean, nothing funny was said there. There was nothing interesting. It's just a bunch of drips discussing cutting the goddamn lawn.
I don't know. Steve found it funny that he had to go back and forth and back and forth.
Ooh. That is it, my free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Full show at patreon.com/HerringZane. Thanks for checking it out. Bye-bye.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza. And the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.